When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another installment of 12 Habits and a brand new habit. 12 Habits is a year-long project where together we'll strive to make or break habits each month. Now, we all know there are habits and lifestyle choices that are good for us, yet trying to incorporate them into daily life can be so much of a challenge that they quickly fall by the wayside, and that can make us feel as though we, the individual, has failed, when in actual fact, it's the method that's not quite right, it's not you at all. So in 12 Habits, we'll spend a month unpicking the challenges, figuring out our way over, under and through the barriers to making these habits stick so that they can become parts of our lives in a way that's sustainable, because there is no point trying to stick to a habit if you've chosen to do it in a way that you can't adhere to and maintain. So our brand new habit is a follow along. Lots of you have been messaging about the habits you'd like to see moving forward.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Forward. And quite a few of you, my most excellent listeners, said that one of the things you loved about 26 Habits, which is the very similar project we did together in 2018, where we'd either make or break habits every 2 weeks, was the fact that I guinea pigged pretty much every habit that we did together. So thus far, 12 Habits has been a little bit more relaxed. It's been a bit more, hey, let's do this together. But for this habit, you can be involved and follow along, or you can simply watch. Watch and see what I'm doing and see if it inspires you. Or you can just watch my progress. So this month's habit, because of that, feels a bit selfish, but I've mentioned it previously and a few of you said, oh, please show us how you get there if you do that. So to hell with it. This next habit will be me trying to do a press up. And if you follow me on Instagram, you might be thinking, hang on, we see you work out a lot. So we're calling foul. Cheat, you can probably already do a press up. Well, I can tell you, I really flipping can't, and I really want to. I can lower myself down with pretty good form, but then gravity gets me. The bitch, she absolutely gets me, and it doesn't matter what happens, I cannot push myself back up to a starting position. So thus far, I cannot do a proper press up. And God damn it, if there's one thing I want to be able to do, it's a freaking press up and a proper one. Side note, I went to see Top Gun Maverick the other day, and in it, this isn't really a spoiler, but the recruits do 200 press-ups, and I sort of groaned. It's the only point during the film where I exited my willing suspension of disbelief and was like, oh, as if, because I simply wouldn't have been able to. I also can't fly a plane, but that's a completely different subject altogether. So it's not just a tick being able to do a press-up off my list, but press-ups are actually really interesting health indicators. So there's a sort of bigger story to this. And I'm being really serious. So press-ups are a great indicator of heart health and cardiovascular fitness. One study, admittedly it used over 1,000 men, it does not contain women in this study, but hey, but they conducted this study over 10 years, and of the 1,000 men, they looked at the ratio between press-up capability and cardiovascular risk. And the results showed that the men who could perform at least 40 press-ups had a low risk of cardiovascular disease and heart attacks, whereas those who couldn't complete a set of 10 press-ups had a markedly higher risk of heart disease. Now, obviously, press-ups are a great measure of physical strength because a press-up actually recruits a heck of a lot of muscle. So there's the muscles in your chest, your arms, your shoulders, your abdominals, your upper back, your hips and legs. This is if you're using proper form. But press-ups are also things that you can do so wrong, very wrong. And I was for such a long time. Hang on, what am I talking about? Still doing them wrong because I can't do them. So for a long time, I thought all the action came from the arms and the arms alone. And I never engaged my upper back, my scapula. So I was making the exercise way harder for myself than I needed it to be. Do we see the metaphor for making life harder than it needs to be coming in here yet? But anyway, you also need a strong core because a weak core will make the job harder. Then there's hand placement, too wide, and you put tons of load on the shoulders, making it a bit harder, or too narrow, and the triceps have to do all the work, and the triceps are pretty small. Trust me, I mean, I don't think I've even really been engaged with my triceps even though I try and get them activated with various exercises. They're pretty small muscles, they're not like biceps. But when you think about the fact that the entire exercise uses so many different muscles, there should be a lot of them kind of firing to get you to be able to do this exercise. So for a long time, I have been doing press-ups, but with a very limited range of motion as well. This is another thing. So just a little bit down, not all the way, which means that while I might look like I'm doing something resembling a press-up, I simply am not. That limited range of motion means I'm only accessing a small amount of the muscles I should be recruiting to complete the movement from start to finish. So it might look like it, but I'm not really doing it properly, so I'm not getting the benefits. And here's the kicker. While there are quite a few ways in which you can be doing a press-up incorrectly, you can also simply not be strong enough to do a press-up, because basically it involves being able to lift your own weight. And honestly, that's where I am. But the good news is that with press-ups, you can modify in several ways, so you can work your way up to a full press-up pretty easily. And you know what these look like. They're wall push-ups, they're incline press-ups on a table, a sofa or similar, press-ups on your knees. And then once you've nailed all of those and you've become competent at those, you should be able to begin the process of getting those full press-ups. So we're talking about starting in a plank position, lowering yourself down and pushing yourself back up. That's where you should be able to get to. So that's where I'm going to begin this challenge, right at the bottom of the list. So doing wall press-ups. And it feels a bit embarrassing to start off with the most basic version, but the truth is that needs to be my starting point if I want to reach my goal and get to a point where I'm doing full press-ups perfectly. And this isn't just about press-ups, although hopefully I'll make some progress along the way. This is about zooming out from your goal to see what component parts need to be involved and sometimes acknowledging that you do need to start from the bottom. And it's also an exercise in something I prattle on about time and time again, especially on Instagram. And that's this idea, not even this idea, but just the fact that consistent effort over time equals results. I talk about it all the time. And this challenge, this habit really offers me an opportunity to show how that is true. And there's also something I wanted to add to this. When I was thinking about doing this, I often wish I had taken pictures of myself before I lost weight so that I would have a visual reference to really see the progress that I made. But because I hated how I looked, I either deleted all of the images that I had or I just didn't take pictures where you could really see what I looked like. So on days when I'm feeling blue or demotivated, I don't have any reference images or anything to look back on to say, actually, do you know what? You've come a long way. Keep going. And the same is true, again, this might sound like a real tangent, but the same is true about how I looked before my breast reduction. So I didn't have any images and most of the pictures I took were from the neck up. And even though I knew that there was a difference, it's very, very hard to be able for the brain, it gets so used to what your situation is now. So last year, I actually contacted my surgeon's office and said, look, this is going to seem really weird, but would you be able to send me the images that were taken during my consultations? Because for me, I just wanted to be able to see the difference. that there was. And trust me, when I opened those JPEGs, I yelped. I was so used to the new that seeing what I had before genuinely shocked me. I was like, wow, that is such a huge difference. The change was way more than I realized. And it was a really, again, another really good indicator that it's really important to have these, to be able to chart your progress, to be able to see where you've come from, to where you're, to set your sight on where you want to get to, and also to be able to see the journey when you're on the way. So there's a lot going on there, but I thought this was a nice opportunity to do that. So as much as this habit is about starting slow and starting at the bottom, if you like, it's also an exercise in charting progress, and why keeping a visual check of these things can be so helpful at times when you need to realize how far you've come. And now with any physical challenge, it would be remiss of me if I didn't offer caution. Obviously, if you want to follow along, please do, but be aware that if you have any injuries, you must be careful. If it hurts, stop and consult a medical professional. It might just seem like, oh, it's press-ups, but there are some common ailments that can be associated with it, rotator cuff injuries, what have you. Just please exercise caution. And finally, my commitment to you with this habit is that I'll share my progress with you every day on Instagram, or as often as I can, take video of me failing horribly at trying to do a full press up in the beginning. So fitness challenges, another aspect of this is that fitness challenges are proven to be great for mental as well as physical health. And an important part of that is being accountable. So for this next month, I shall be accountable to you. Fitness challenges are also helpful because they have a start and an end point, which is always helpful. It's really useful, which keeps you focused and allows you to track progress, as we've already discussed. So there's a lot going on here. It might just seem like, oh, you're going to try and do a press-up. Great, bully for you. But actually, there are some component parts about progress, about starting from the bottom, about zooming out from your goal. And so hopefully, by doing all of these things, we'll understand that there's a way to kind of take a run up to the things that you want to achieve. And in this particular instance, it's to achieve being able to do a full press up. So are you ready? If you're listening to this and you want to see what my first press up attempt looks like, then head to Instagram. I'm at Emma Guns. I'll be announcing this habit on my feed, and I'll also be sharing a video of what my current full press up attempt looks like. And I'll be showing you wall press ups and all of those other things. And one final note, I tend to use press ups and push ups interchangeably, and I'm deliberately trying to use press ups for consistency. But I know I've already heard myself say push ups a couple of times during this episode, but I only learned this when I was planning this show, because I was like, well, are they actually the same thing, or are they different exercises? So they are absolutely the same. A press up and a push up are the same thing. Press up is English and push up is American, and push up predates the English version. Americans apparently developed a name for it first. I think it was in the early 1900s. So although it's suspected that push-up is actually first, I will be using press-up simply because it's the English version. But the likelihood is I will be using both. Push-up, press-up, who cares? Let's get them done. Wall push-ups, incline, decline, full press-ups, press-ups on the knees. Let's just get it done, shall we? So if you want to get in touch, then all you have to do is email thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I am at Emma Guns. And I would love for you to join the Facebook group. And actually, I'll probably share a little bit more of the press up challenge in the Facebook group, just because that's where there's a really safe, lovely group of excellent people. You, my most excellent listeners, who I know are really supportive and helpful and really engaged with these habits. So that's where I'll probably share a little bit more than I will on Instagram. All of the links to all of those things will be in the show notes. So click those links, join those groups, send me a message, whatever feels best. And don't forget to sign up to the newsletter if you aren't already. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one, hopefully with some bigger biceps, some triceps, and some activated core muscles. Who can wait? I know I can't. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on the next one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.